Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 244, PlayStation Network Down. This is the show recorded on the 26th of April, 2011. Hello, I'm your host. My name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
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 We are a tad delayed this week.
Apologies.
This is entirely Catherine's responsibility. And has nothing whatsoever to do with myself or any other individual who may or may not be associated with me.
Or you being ill.
I was not ill.
You said your insides were falling apart.
I was not ill. I am fine. FYI.
Okay.
Oh no, they're not going to like that.
It's my fault we didn't do it yesterday, so.
Yeah, it was. Coming home at like 11 o'clock at night.
CTFN.
CTF. Screw CTF, especially when it's on a newbie console crap. If they want to do some CTF, tell them to go to QuakeLive.com.
Maybe not everyone wants to play Quake Live.
It is the definitive multiplayer game.
Okay.
Even though I don't play it and my account expired the other day.
It did because you left it inactive for too long.
Now for the news.
Just a couple of news items this week. First up, Nintendo have announced their new console. They have not announced what it's going to be called, though everyone's suspecting it will be called the Wii 2, but that is unofficial.
Yeah.
They're also speculating it has a 6-inch screen on its controllers. That has also not been announced and is also speculation. Basically, everything you've heard about it is speculation at this point, barring the fact that it will be
announced
unveiled
at E3.
At E3 and be released sometime next year.
Yes, and hopefully they'll have it playable at E3, but they probably won't, because that's just rumours on the internet at the moment. There's like rumours going around saying, oh yeah, they're having playable versions that everyone can play at E3.
Yeah, I don't recall them mentioning anything about playable.
It's like expanding out.
Exactly, they show you what they've got then.
So it started off, of course, there's going to be a prototype for people to look at physically, not actually play it.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, nah, they're going to have it behind closed doors, and now it's like, nah, they're just going to have it on the show floor.
They haven't really said.
No, they haven't. I'm just saying that's what the internet's done.
Well, you know what the internet's like.
Mm.
I mean, we participate in the internet ourselves. We know exactly what it's like. It's full of people who are weird and like to speak when they don't really know what they're talking about.
Mm. But yeah, so everything's just speculation and rumours at the moment. But we're sure Nintendo will announce loads at E3 at their conference.
Indeed. In more important news, Fable 3 has a release date for PC. It's coming out on the 20th of May. That's this year.
Finally.
You can pre-order it on the Games Windows Marketplace and also Steam if you like your downloadable jib-jab. Or you can just buy it in retail establishments if you want a proper copy and not a cheapo, overpriced download copy like it would be through Steam.
It's got a recommended price of about £35, which is quite expensive for a PC game. And of course, don't forget, because it's getting to Windows Live, it has
achievements.
Achievements. Gamer score.
The only reason.
Yeah, so if you 1000 G'd, well,
1250 G'd
Fable, you'll be added 1000 G'd again with the PC version.
Indeed.
Yeah. It's good that it's finally coming out, though. You know, it just took a long time.
And of course, if you've got like a Fable Coin Golf on the phone, you can get money in the game as well.
Anyone also that gets it through Games for Windows Marketplace get a free copy of Fable Lost Chapters?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because of course Fable.
How about?
Well, Fable 2 didn't come out on PC, of course.
How about Fable 2 as well?
What, they make it as well?
Yeah, come on, Peter Molyneux. You should be able to do that in an afternoon. I thought you were supposed to be some hardcore legendary super gamer.
Gamer?
Okay, game man.
Game man, okay.
Did you copy this from our website?
Oh, I hope that was fixed. next up, Super Meat Boy, which has been
looks
out.
Looks scary.
He looks well cute. I like him. So this has been out on PC for a while and came out on Xbox Live Arcade recently.
I'm really
And we're getting a physical PC version called the Super Meat Boy Ultra Edition. This is being released by And there you go, Fable 3. Lace Mambo Global. And it's going to be coming out third quarter of this year. But they haven't announced what's going to be special about it. Because it's called an Ultra Edition. But they haven't said what the ultra-ness is. If you ask me, it better be a little figure. They sold little vinyl figures of him. So there better be a little figure.
If you ask me, it doesn't matter. Like.
And the soundtrack. And something else. And I make it ultra for me. Super Meat Boy is like a super hardcore kind of constant dying. I'm not sure if there's an actual kind of word for the type of platform it is, but it's like, I suppose you could relate to it like Cannibal and Limbo and stuff like that. So it's just you constant dying streams and checkpoints and stuff like that. But it's fun. And yeah. They've now announced a new simulator game.
Who's they?
Excalibur Publishing.
Who else makes simulator games anymore?
And so you may... Well, if you've read the show notes, you know what this is. If you haven't, you wouldn't
expect this. If you've read the show notes... This.
Well, yeah, the show notes on the podcast.
I would only say Garbage Truck Simulator.
Oh, you just said it.
What? I said what?
I was just building up to it. I was going to say, who would expect this kind of simulator? Garbage Truck Simulator.
It's a legendary simulator. It's better than a bus driver.
But you wouldn't expect it.
Because being a garbage man is like a worthy occupation that people need to do. And like a bus driver, because bus drivers just get in the way of cyclists.
But then the garbage trucks get in... Well, the rubbish trucks get in the way of everything else on roads because they're so big.
Yeah, but they're legendary. Anyway, except, of course, the rubbish trucks we have around here nowadays with all the recycling mumbo-jumbo.
Well, you get two different kinds.
You get all these little piddly little vans that are just like, what the hell is that? That's not a rubbish truck. Let's get a big manly rubbish truck out with a giant squashing, munching back end.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so Garbage Truck Simulator has been out in Germany for quite a while now. And we're finally getting it out here. So it's coming out, well, it's Garbage Truck Simulator 2011 as well, by the way. It's not a rehash of 2008. And it's coming out May 20th. And probably going to be about £25 or something like that. Then you get to, should you wish to, be a garbage truck driver simulator thing. Yeah. Do you want to talk about the next thing?
Oh yeah, the PlayStation Network, or PlayStation Network, has been down for the best part of a week now.
Yes, ages.
Which means all the happy PlayStation gamers like Falclaw, a.k.a. Reese Baxter, who were last week telling me to get Mortal Kombat on the PlayStation so I could play with them, cannot play Mortal Kombat with anyone online. So, in your face, Reese Baxter.
Or activate their PC copy support too.
Or get their free copies for PC, which you would get if you bought a PS3 copy, so yeah.
I bet loads of people thought, oh, it doesn't matter that the PSN's down. You know, I've got my PC version of Portal 2 I can play instead.
You need to make it through the PSN network.
Yep.
So yeah, Falclaw has been hiding for the last week because he knew I would rub it in his face that the fact I can play Mortal Kombat, even though I don't have it, but if I did have it, I could choose to play it online with an Xbox 360. So yeah.
Yeah, so it's a shame that the PSN's down.
I just wanted to mention how much in your face... Falclaw and your PlayStation nabness.
Have they confirmed exactly what it is? Is it the anonymous hacker stuff?
The anonymous hacker. Well, let's start.
Well, is it anonymous or is it not?
Let's start.
Okay, you can start over. You can.
You've just started in the middle when we're not ready yet. Okay, so the PlayStation Network went down Wednesday evening because Sony detected a potential external intrusion. Which means some guy tripped up, left his laptop at the tube station, and they nicked the laptop. And on the laptop. On the desktop of a user with no password, they found a plain text file with all the passwords for how to log into PlayStation Network as an administrator and carry out tasks. That is what I am speculating, but I suspect it's probably close to the truth, because Sony don't know what encryption is, apparently. So anyway, many people blamed the hacker group Anonymous, who were a bit irritated that Sony took the legal action against the bloke who had hacked the PlayStation 3 to run... third-party code. They have, however, denied responsibility, saying, for once, we didn't do it. in a semi-typical sort of fashion. So they've actually denied it. I'm sure if they were responsible, they would say they're responsible.
Really?
Yes. That's how hacker groups get props, yeah?
Oh, okay.
Oh, we did that. Oh, that was us. We did that. What are you going to do about it? It's not, oh, I didn't do that. You know, that's not how it works, yo.
Okay.
Right, yo. Sony originally said it would take 1 or 2 days for them to restore the service.
One or two days.
Sort of loose time frame has now spiraled out to 6 days. And now Sony is starting to get a bit panicky.
They are.
And saying that personal details may have been stolen and that PlayStation Network users should keep a vigilant eye out on their credit card statements in case of any dodgy activity.
Which is great.
Yeah.
You'd think, you know, on your PS3, everything of yours would be secure, but, you know, obviously not. Which is kind of annoying because I've got my card details on there.
Yeah, so basically...
PS3.
They've had it offline for 6 days now, sort of investigating what's happened or anything. And today, they issued a statement saying, "We are advising you that your credit card number, excluding security code and expiry date, may have been obtained. And also things like your address, name.
Date of birth?
Usual date of birth. To protect against possible identity theft or other financial loss, we encourage you to remain vigilant to review your account statements and to monitor your credit or similar types of reports."
The stupid thing is, it shouldn't be your job to have to do something like that.
"We thank you for your patience as we complete our investigation of this incident, and we regret any inconvenience."
You shouldn't feel unsafe because of their insecurity.
Well, if you give your information to someone who I have always said is not fit to run an online service, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Sony's expertise is not in running online services. It's in building electronics. Stick to your area of expertise. It's like flipping TV companies doing phone lines and you expect to get a good service. Of course you're not going to get a good service. They don't know what a phone line even is. They just think, oh, look, we can make a bit more money. That's why you get a phone line from British Telecom. Telecommunications is their business. They're going to know about it. Microsoft's, a third of their business is online server jib-jab. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's a third of their business. They've been doing it for like 20 years. They know how to do online stuff. That's why Gamercast used to be hosted on a Windows server. Before Adam stopped paying me the money for it and I decided to get rid of it.
And then Adam left.
Yeah, in your face, Adam, who's also a PlayStation fanboy. I hope you've enjoyed playing Portal 2 over the last week. Oh, wait, I forgot. You can't do it co-op online, which is all the fun. What a shame.
So, hopefully the PSN will be back soon, and any of our readers' credit card details won't have been taken.
Surely it can. I mean, to be honest, with 70 million users, let's say 10% of those have their credit cards on there.
Yeah.
Even if your details were stolen, the probability that they would be used is small.
Of course, you know, poor people who actually play for PlayStation Plus as well.
Yes, the PlayStation Plus people who have been quite vocal about getting compensation. Sony have not commented on that. Also, things like Netflix and was it Hulu and all these other services as well. You do like, you know, they've not been...
There's Love Film as well, isn't there, over here?
Well, you know, all the services...
Yeah.
They've not been working either, as the network's been down. So obviously people have, you know, if they have a monthly subscription on those and they've lost, it's not just lost a day now, it's up to a week, you know, that's...
You could watch a lot of stuff in a week.
Exactly, especially if you don't have like satellite TV or Sonic and you rely on those services instead. Hopefully they get that back online soon. But someone on my Facebook said the other day, join Xbox Live.
Okay, next up, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 has been announced.
We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, we could talk about that.
So this is the follow-on to Part 1.
Yes.
And now Harry Potter becomes a magician and kills people by shooting them with his wand, which he's been trying to do for the last 10 or 7 or 8 whatever films, but not being very good at. But now he becomes a serial killer and starts murdering masses of people.
That sounds a bit harsh.
Oh, that would be so legend if he... Yeah, they should do it like Anakin Skywalker becoming mean by being Darth Vader. They should do that. Look, dude, that's what it should be. Warner Brothers won't have a problem with it. They'll like it.
Anyways, so of course part two continues... Well,
witchcraft finishes, is evil.
Finishes He's off bound the Harry to start Potter story. Like Deathly Hallows, the book finished off the story. The film and the game are bringing the story all to a close. And that's coming out when the film comes out, which I believe is July 15th, I think the trailer said. And it's coming out for 360, PS3, Wii, DS, and PC.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool.
There's a new No More Heroes game.
Yeah, so this was announced a while back, No More Heroes Red Zone. I don't think it had the title before.
Red Zone.
But this is a PS3 version. And
of the popular Wii franchise.
Yes. And is Move compatible. So the main focus of it is that it uses Move, so it's like just the Wii one.
So they've ported the Wii one, and now you can play on the PlayStation.
They've also added stuff as well. I've been told there's some weird things, so you can look at the ladies, but naked, covering themselves up and move the camera around. You get a boss battle mode, new missions, and some cameos from No More Heroes 2 characters. Sadly, just like... what's it called?
No More Heroes... game with people.
So I've got No More Heroes on 360, but something Paradise? I can't think of what it's called.
Burnout Paradise.
No. I can't think of what it's called. It's called something. But that never came out outside of Japan. And just like that, this PS3 one's not coming out outside of Japan at all.
Oh, well.
That's coming out July 21st as well, which is pretty soon.
I guess you're going to be importing that then?
Well, no, I don't have Move, do I?
Yeah, but we've got another Move game, so we're slowly getting Move games. So eventually, someone's going to buy a Move controller, a camera, a navigation controller, and more controllers.
I'm alright with my 360 version.
And they've ended up
forking
out 300 quid of all the jib-jab.
I'm alright with my 360 version.
Good.
Okay, next up, Deus Ex Human...
Because we don't want to be recalibrating Move every 10 minutes, do we?
Deus Ex Human Revolution news.
Wait, can I just say... Juice X.
Deus Ex.
Juice X, yo.
Deus Ex.
It's like the toasty man. He says, oopsie. What are you talking about?
What?
Sorry, I just had to put that out there for the retarded people who don't know how to say things.
Okay. So Deus Ex Human Revolution. Previously, they'd announced an augmented edition. Now in the UK and Europe and Australia and all that, all the PAL territories pretty much, are now getting a collector's edition as well. And this is not coming out in America. It's pretty cool. It is the augmented edition, plus you get an Adam Jensen figure, which is a Play Arts one. And those figures are like £50 figures, because they're really detailed. So they did the Halo figures, the new Halo Reach figures that have come out. Apparently it's numbered according to Game's website, and it's super limited, apparently. And yeah, you can pre-order it. I think there's like Shop 2, Zavvi, The Heart, Game, places like that. It's £100 or under, depending on...
£100?
Last time I saw Shop 2 had reduced it to 85 quid, which is pretty cool.
Can I get Mortal Kombat anywhere cheap yet?
Not yet. When you can, I'll let you know. That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that. I've got a pre-order down for the collector's edition now, and I've got to cancel one of my augmented ones and maybe keep the other one so I get it on PC and 360, because it's a PC game in my eyes.
It is a PC game.
Deus Ex games are PC
games.
All
these console nabs do my head in. Damn, console nabs.
It'll hopefully look nicer on PC as well.
Of course it will. It's on PC.
Well, it depends what they're developing it for.
It doesn't. Yeah, but higher resolution.
True.
Automatically.
So if you want to pre-order that, just pop on one of those websites and shove a pre-order down. They're apparently limited, so I'd get one in just in case they disappear off websites.
Indeed.
Yes.
The PSP Go has also no longer been manufactured.
Yes.
Not terribly surprising. The PSP Go didn't do very well. And obviously with their PSP 2 coming out at some point in the future...
Oh, yeah, because you refuse to call it the other name, don't you? NGP.
You can call it that until the day it comes out. And
then it won't be next generation.
LGP for last generation. Yeah, it's the PSP to NGP. Oh, let's call something next generation when it's the current generation.
So PSP goes...
So don't make me go over the top and just say it's last generation, because I will do it.
No longer be made. Are they still making the other PSPs?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah. I guess they still sell. PSP Go just didn't sell too well.
No. But obviously they're going to be looking to phase out existing PSPs with the new one coming out.
Oh, yeah.
In the future, which we will find more about at E3, no doubt.
Yes. Yes, we will, actually. Last Guardian has sadly been delayed. This is the new Team Micro game. You know, the game with the little boy and the... What?
Oh, no. You can't say that's delayed. I have to update my paperwork now.
Yeah, it's been delayed to 2012. It's not coming out this year now. Either's the Ico and Shadow of the Colossus HD remake.
No one cares about Shadow the Dude. We've already got it over there. And Ico over there.
Yeah. So they've been both delayed until... Oops. They've both been delayed until next year now. They've apologised for it, because originally they were going to be out this holiday / winter, whatevers. But now, this is of course maybe in Japan as well. So we, God knows when we're going to get it. So they might get it in the spring in Japan. But nothing's been 100% confirmed yet. I imagine they may announce something at E3. It'd be nice if they had it.
Broken word.
It might be nice if they had it to play at E3 as well. That'd be pretty awesome. If not, I imagine there'll be some kind of announcements at some point. Yeah, so that's a shame. Because I know lots of people looking forward to it.
Indeed. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games is back for the London 2012 Olympics.
Yes.
If it sports the official London 2012 logo, I will be irritated because the London 2012 logo is crap.
Yeah, it is a bit stupid.
It's the biggest pile of embarrassing crap that the British public have ever had to endure by the royal family, David Cameron and Nick Clegg, and people who I don't agree with, and also anyone else who I think of later on in the show.
So they're making a new Olympic Games title, once again on the Wii, but this time also on the 3DS, and I imagine on the DS as well.
Is there an Xbox 360 version?
Oh, it doesn't mention here, actually, on the DS. Wii version, 3DS. That seems to be it.
What about an Xbox 360 version?
They'd be cancelling it out quite a bit. Or is it, I don't understand why they're not doing a Kinect version. Why aren't they doing a Kinect version?
It's Nintendo.
Oh, shit, yeah, Mario. Why did I think of that?
Sorry, I was just like saying that to sort of just be annoying, and you were. I didn't mean to throw you out like that.
Why? Because it's like Olympic stuff, so it's like, well, why doesn't it come out on 360? Of course, it's got Mario in it. Wow, that was stupid of me.
Oopsie.
You can tell I'm a little tired. Indeed. Tired.
Kinect Sports has got a.
First piece of DLC now.
Yes.
Called the Calorie Challenge, which involves you racing against different kinds of food. And it does calorie counting kind of stuff.
So you actually race against food.
Yes, yeah, so you can race against celery, chocolate, pizza, milk. I don't know why milk. It's a bit weird racing against milk.
It's milk. We can't afford milk anymore.
Okay, milk. It's also got an extra 250g in it.
Why are my bones so brittle? I always drink plenty of milk.
But yeah, it's also 320 Microsoft points off Xbox Live. And it's available
it's
on...
It's supposed to be a cent.
Yes. And is available on April 29th.
Weren't they also doing like a Guinness World Record attempt last week or something as well?
Yes, that's just past this weekend. We might as well not do that.
I didn't mean it. I thought we were going to talk about
no,
it.
I didn't mean
to throw you out like that. I just saw Kinect Sports, so I thought, oh, we must mention that.
So they just, both Microsoft and Rare recently did kind of an online thing to promote Kinect Sports and get them in the Guinness World Records by doing 100-meter dash. Well, the most amount of people doing 100-meter dash online at one time. So, in other words, the largest online 100-meter sprint.
I wouldn't imagine that would be particularly difficult. What is the current record of that? 6 people?
I don't know.
Playing a master system that they've managed to hack together to show to different TVs going across a phone line?
If you go on Gamercast email?
Gamercast email?
Yeah. Do you know that?
Why would I want to go on our email?
Well, I've got the details.
Login as who?
Me, Catherine. You know my password. They've got the details on what the... If you click on... Oh. So they had... How many people?
6.
10,539 participants. That's not bad. That's quite a few people. And because, of course, they had the free Xbox Live weekend, the weekend that just went.
Yes. So you could have, so those people. PSN people who couldn't play could have played Xbox Live for free.
Yes. So, of course, that would have encouraged a lot more people to go on Xbox Live that didn't have an Xbox Live subscription.
So does it actually say what the previous record was? Since I couldn't imagine the previous record.
I doubt there would
record.
Have been a previous record with there.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Well, no, they're constantly just setting new records, aren't they?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking, surely if there was a record, it would be like six people. So anyway, obviously, whatever. Shall we phone Dominic and find out?
It's alright.
Wait, look, you're live on Gamercast. What's the deal? He's so like, what? Leave me alone, it's 10 o'clock. Shut up.
Yeah, so that's cool. They got quite a few people doing that in the end.
Okay.
And then finally on the show notes, I was also just going to say there's a demo out. If you've got a Japanese 360 account,
no.
There's a demo out for El Shaddai now.
I have a proper account.
El Shaddai. Which is coming out over here. So actually, if you download it, it's fully localized. So it's all in English. And it's a really crazy looking game.
Okay.
I just recommend it to anyone who was waiting for a demo of it. Japanese 360 account, log in, download, demo.
Proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Okay, we've got two letters this week. First is really more of a single sentence insult. but nevertheless, I will read it out. Paul, Sub-Zero is not better than Scorpion. You nab! His emphasis, not mine. That's from Falclaw, a.k.a. the guy who cannot play on his PlayStation 3.
Yep.
Sorry. I've also got a note from Amazing Agent M, wherever I put it.
Did you close it, Anika?
I wouldn't close it. Well, I've left that message open for like 5 days now, waiting to read it. He says, no mention of Gears 3 beta on this week's episode. Very disappointed, Mr. Smith. What's the deal, Catherine? You write our show notes. Why are we not talking about Gears of War 3?
What is going on?
Why do we talk about rubbish games like... rubbish games. Like SOCOM Special Forces.
So Gears of War 3 beta started, and the game stuff's going on now. Although, apparently the game beta that they were doing, so anyone who pre-ordered it through game...
Pre-order beta, yeah.
It was supposed to start yesterday... But of course, yesterday was a bank holiday, so Game sent an email around to everyone saying, apologies, it's going to start tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
So
it's starting
today.
Now.
It's starting now, yeah.
You can play it now.
Yeah. So you should have been sent a code now.
Are we getting excited?
No.
No.
Well, what's the point of playing? You're just going to get slaughtered by all the flipping people who have been playing it forever.
Whoever played Gears of War multiplayer anyway?
Quite a few people.
The only main Gears of War feature was the co-op.
There's no level-based matchmaking for it. So you're just going to go up against people who are really good at the game. So you're just going to play it to get killed. What's the point in that?
Yeah, but that's only if you're rubbish.
Yeah, if you're rubbish.
If you're super hardcore mega-skilled like me.
Then you better try it then.
I ain't playing a rubbish game. I've got my Mortal Kombat codes. I still
but don't
those.
Forget, as we mentioned previously on the show, if you do take part in the beta... you get lots of DLC.
Yeah, there's the jib-jab, but I jib-jab
if you
rush
play it
everything.
During separate weeks, certain weeks even, and if you do certain things, and blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, I sound like a sim. Only better, because the sims sound rubbish, and just saying blah is far more entertaining than flobada blib blob blib.
They don't say that.
They pretty much say that. So yeah, thanks, Falclaw and Amazing Agent M for your feedback. If you have feedback to share yourself, you can do by emailing me at feedback@gamercast.net.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
So, last week everyone would have heard this. Nobody guessed correctly. The answer was SimCity 4. I'm actually quite surprised Catherine didn't get that, considering how much I've been playing SimCity recently.
You have been, but not when I've been here.
Oh, haven't I?
No.
What shame.
Yep, that's
well, if you check on my Wakoopa account, you would see that I've been playing a lot of SimCity lately.
I know you've been playing a lot of SimCity lately. You keep telling me about it.
Keep telling me about what?
You keep saying, oh, my rails, or my trains. No, wait, that's the same thing. Oh, my cars and stuff like that.
Well, according to that, I've been playing Napoleon Total War, which I've not played for weeks. Okay, so that's entertaining. GZ to nobody. This week is a little bit different because Catherine decided to get a game. And now I have to guess and potentially ruin my 100% record at this.
Oh, no. So, 30 seconds in. Sorry.
Why didn't you cut it in preparation?
Because I didn't have Audacity on my PC.
You don't even need it, dude. You just need SoundForge by Sony. Although originally by someone else and Sony bought them. You have to tell me what it is, because I don't know.
No, I don't.
What is it?
I'm not telling you what it is. You're supposed to ask clues.
Yeah, clues. What are clues?
No, you ask me.
I don't really care, to be honest, because I don't know what it is.
It's fairly recent. It's a DS game.
DS or 3DS?
DS.
Don't know. Pokemon?
Does it sound like Pokemon?
I don't know what Pokemon sounds like.
Pokemon doesn't have any lyrics. Not many DS games actually have lyrics.
That's what I'm thinking. How can you fit that on one of those teeny tiny little
You spend a lot of money cards. On a cart. You can get, like, gigabyte-sized carts. Just generally, companies don't do it because it's more expensive. So that's a song on it, and there's also a bazillion other songs in the game as well, which all sound like that.
So basically, I just need to look for what games have been released on big carts lately.
How the hell would you find that out?
Wikipedia.
Yahoo Large answers. Size DS carts. What games use them? Aw, I'm sorry.
That's right. Well, I'm still 66%.
Well, last time I did name that game, you were like, Phantasy Star Online. I was like, what? How did you know that?
I cheat.
You cheat, and now you can't cheat, can you? You don't know how to cheat with this one.
Actually, I can listen to what they're saying and type it into Google.
Damn it. Paul. That's well cheaty.
We have to think about that when you do name a game.
True. Anyone who has a clue of what it is, anyone who's played the game will know it straight away. It's like the main song of it. So yeah, any guesses, send them in to feedback at gamercast.net if you'd like to get some GZ for getting it correct.
Not really.
And we will give you the answer next week.
It's time for
Name
That
Game.
So, there's not many games coming out this week. I guess because, well, firstly, there's just been bank holiday craziness. And we've even got another bank holiday because of the stupid royal wedding. So all these games actually come out on Thursday this week. A few websites are listing some of them as Friday releases, but I think they're This is in error, yeah. So the first game we've got coming out this week is Virtual Tennis 4. This is coming out on PS3, 360, and Wii, and this is, of course, the new Virtual Tennis game. Virtual Tennis, of course, originally coming out
on the Dreamcast. It's a tennis game, blah, 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 we know.
Yeah, it's just a tennis game. So the PS3 one has move support. I don't think the 360 one has Kinect support.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I'm not entirely sure. I could be spouting poop.
It's 4, isn't it?
Yeah, but chess 4. Sing that song in my head. Is it Kinect? Oh, it is Kinect.
Told you.
Okay. So you can use a controller or use Kinect. You can use
Or move. You can wave your arms around like a loony.
And you can play it on the Wii.
And you could jump up and down, which might do something.
And it's a new virtual tennis game. Of course, the first one was the first... Well, the best ones were the first and the second one on the Dreamcast. Since then, they kind of went a little downhill.
A lot downhill.
Then we've got a couple of movie-based games. One which is Thor, which is, of course, for the new Thor film. And it's coming out on... I think it's coming out on 3DS. 3DS, Wii, 360, PS3... Normal array of
consoles. A normal jib-jab for a crappy film tie-in game.
It was weird because it was actually announced at the Spike Awards, or the VGAs. last year when they announced all the games like Skyrim.
When they announced the good games.
They announced Skyrim and Mass Effect 3 and Uncharted 3. Actually, no, they announced that just before. And they announced all that stuff, and then they announced Thor. I suppose I felt kind of bad for the poor little developers because...
What did they expect?
Well, they, of course, had people making jokes and stuff, which is, you know, for them. Then we've also got Dance Dance Revolution Hottest Party 4, which came out on the Wii only.
We don't need to talk about that.
And this is a Dance Dance Revolution game for the Wii. And then finally, we've got Beastly, which is a movie tie-in, which is coming out for the Wii, which sounds really weird because it sounds like it should be a PC game, because apparently the game's interface is like a Facebook-like style thing.
Oh dear.
And you're doing stuff through social networks, but inside the game.
So sort of like GTA 4, where you could use a computer.
Yeah.
But that's the entire game.
Pretty much, from the sounds of it.
Oh dear, let's talk about the main release this week, yes, which is, of course, Darkspore. Darkspore is a sort of online Diablo-style game, where you move your jib-jabby characters around on the screen, and they kill things repeatedly over and 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 over again for the entire length of the game, which may get a tad repetitive for some gamers. But in the process, you collect cool power-ups like health and mana potions, and also bits for your characters. So as you may have guessed from the name Darkspore, this is essentially Spore with a game. Unlike Spore, which was just like a thing that you would play once, and there's like...
I liked
where's
the
my
evolution
space
stage,
sandbox?
Like, from the start.
The cell stage was good. The space stage was supposed to be super epic, but you couldn't do everything. You had to like waste time doing missions and stuff instead of it being a sandbox where you can just grab creatures from over here, put them with creatures here, see what happened. It never turned out like that, which is disappointing. So this is basically the characters you use are all Spore style funky creatures which you can edit, similar in style to Spore, although it seems to be less full featured than it was in Spore, in that you don't have as much control over their body size or limbs and things like that.
Or maybe just to make sure that you stay within certain constraints that the game wants you to have.
But there's like 100 unlockable different bodies you can mess with.
Cool.
As you progress through the game. It's also got online PvP modes and also online cooperative campaign mode as well.
And this is, of course, a PC only title as well.
Of course.
Of course. I think they did mention ages ago when they announced it back at E3, I think it was, about console releases, but I think that kind of faded away.
When they realised that the consoles are for naps. And plus with PSN down, what's the point in it even existing? I wouldn't get friend requests randomly like I did earlier on.
So that's pretty cool. That's the biggest release of this week, really. It has not got much to compete with, though. But.
In your face, Dance Dance Revolution.
And it's actually the only PC title coming out this week. But, yeah. So, we recommend picking up Darkspore if you're a Diablo fan. Well, because the thing is, you say it'll get repetitive, but that's what any fan of Diablo is used to.
Indeed.
It is just totally repetitive gameplay, but it's just really addictive.
Yeah, but you could say the same about any game, but some games are just fun.
Yeah, some games are more repetitive than others, so... It depends on the game. Like, someone could say World of Warcraft's really competitive. Repetitive.
It is. I just do the same flipping raid over and over again every week.
But you still do it.
That's to get the gear to become the best player in the world.
Oh, there you go.
And to constantly max out my damage meters, which is why Dinadal has proudly been on top of the DPS meter permanently since level, like, 80. Level 80 raids.
Dinadal
is always top. You know, he goes into some dungeon, yeah? He's top. Goes into a 25-man raid. He's top. And nowadays, with hunters being as good as they are, he's just like, he leaves everyone else behind in the dust. There's me, 18k against some nabby mob, and then some crappy warrior gets like 6,000 down. What's the point, yo? What's the point in even playing warrior? Just get out of it. And warlocks, you suck as well now. It's all about the hunters.
Paul's doing lots of hand movements while he's talking.
That's because I'm talking about World of Warcraft.
Okay.
And you're challenging me on my DPS potential.
I ain't challenging you.
All I need is like 60 more valor points and I can get a new trinket as well. A new trinket. A free 5-9 trinket. To replace the crappy 3-3-3 Tears of Grace I've got at the moment. which has let me down. It's the one bit of nabness that still haunts me.
But yeah, so enough about Dinnerdow, yeah?
No, Dinnerdow is coming out now.
Dinnerdow releases this week. So that's pretty much it for this week. We tried to keep it short because, of course, it's midweek.
Yeah,
sure,
43 minutes, yeah. And now it's 10 past 10, and I've got to spend an hour editing it now. And I've got to work all day tomorrow. And that's on a Wednesday, and I don't like Wednesdays.
I'm sorry, Paul. If you know what name in that game is, don't forget to send in your guesses. And any letters or anything like that,
yeah,
questions,
I can barely talk, yeah.
Whatever, to feedback at gamercast.net. And don't forget, of course, go on the website and the YouTubes and the Facebooks and the Twitters and
blah blah blah. Let's make this episode longer.
Gamercast.net.
See you guys next week.
See ya.